It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fox Across America Game Bowl presentation ceremony where we honor the one guest who stole the show this week. I got to tell you, this guy is in the middle of it right now. We've got a House Speaker race underway after the shocking ouster of Kevin McCarthy. We've got Trump's name being bandied about, Steve Scalise, Jim Jordan. This fella joined us and said it was too early to endorse. He has since endorsed the great Jim Jordan. But here is Byron Donalds explaining what it's like to be in the chamber when they've literally lit the thing on fire and barricaded everybody inside. Come get your game ball. Star handicapper, star representative, Byron Donalds.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Jimmy, how you doing, man?
Good. I know we got some chaos in D.C., but give me a word on the Noles. They're 4-0, and they're hosting Virginia Tech, laying 24 points. How do you feel there?
Oh, listen, I feel good. I would say everybody just go ahead and, you know, just go ahead and bet the line on that one. I think we're gonna cover that. By the way, uh-huh. We're looking good. I'm looking at some of these other teams. Michigan, you know, they're all right. They're all right. You know, they look okay. Mm-hmm. Georgia, you know, they look okay. But it's Noles Nation, baby.
Oh, he's confident. Well, I like it. Listen, 24 confident. Against Virginia Tech. Vegas is just as confident as you are. So we got faith in it. And your football picks over the years, to be clear, you have a record on this show. We never circle back the next time you're on to your picks. Do you know who you are on my show? I'm not. You don't know this, but I do. On our show lifetime, and I'm talking with the spread. You are 8-1 against the spread on this show.
Hey.
Listen,
everybody. Give me my respect. Put some respect on my name, Jimmy.
He can't. It's a shame in Congress you can't be doing DraftKings commercials. But you know what?
Listen.
Yeah, go ahead.
Crazier things have happened, my
friend.
Thank you.
If we're $33 trillion in debt, we should be betting on DraftKings at this point. I don't know what to tell you. Should yesterday's hearings have been televised on Bravo? There was a little bit of a Real Housewives, drama going on there.
It's got to be televised, man. We're the people's body. People need to know what's going on in their government. Mm-hmm. So it's messy. The vote that went down yesterday, I didn't agree with it. I don't think the motion to vacate should have been used, but it was. Mm-hmm. And now we are where we are. And, you know, this is a credit to Kevin McCarthy. Mm-hmm. You know, he looked at the lay of the land, realized there was no pathway forward for him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, instead of trying to, you know, stay in the fight when it was just clear that the votes weren't there, he decided he did the right thing.
Yep.
It was a tough job on him. The margin for success was very narrow. You know, I think obviously you can go back and say there's certain play calls he shouldn't have done. Everybody could do that. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you know, I think he did the best that he could. Now we got to go find the new speaker. And we're actually in the middle of that right now.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So I hear. Are you not slightly impressed on some small scale by Nancy Pelosi's hold over her party? She got a unanimous vote yesterday.
Listen, I kept telling my colleagues, they were like, oh, the Democrats will bail out McCarthy. I'm like, no, they're not.
No.
And I would tell my guys, I'm like, guys, that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And they were like, but why? And I said, because if you're the Democrats, there is no deal that's worth like cutting this off and not seeing this thing.
Yep.
And so I think, you know, the Democrats, they play this political game for keeps. And, you know, my message to the other members here on the Republican side is, we got to play the game for keeps, and we have to try to get past some of the other stuff that goes on.
100%. I think it was a wake-up call. We're talking to Florida Representative Byron Donalds from the 19th Congressional District, also leading handicapper on DraftKings. Really
8-1 on DraftKings. On Jimmy Fallon's show, hold on, one of my buddies from back home just walked in the room. He's up here on Capitol Hill. And so You know, I'm on the line right now with Jimmy Failla, National Fox. And so when I throw out lines about betting the line on games on his show, I'm 8-1.
He's 8-1.
Roll with me.
Dude, I'm telling
roll
you.
Roll with me.
You got a few. You shouldn't be calling Fox News. You should be calling Fox Sports, Donald. What are we doing here?
Now, listen, Jimmy. When I did Stephen A. Smith's podcast, mm-hmm. and I know this is a rival company, but I did say, Stephen A., I can go on and do sports commentary.
Yes, you can.
I'm going to leave it out there. I'm going to throw that out there. You know, if Skip Bayless and Michael Irvin want to have me on the guest host, I could do that.
Well, listen.
Tell the boys in production.
You'd be safer debating Michael Irvin than hanging out with him, is all I'll say. Let's stay focused.
Oh my God.
Let's stay focused. Yeah. And Stephen A., by the way, he does Hannity a lot, so I hang out with him in the green room. He's a good dude. Real good dude.
Yeah. Good.
Well, I don't know that he's been nominated, but the names I'm hearing are Jordan Scalise. I'm hearing rumblings of Trump, according to Hannity last night. Where do you see this thing going?
It's too soon to tell. Right now, you know, members around the conference are, you know, the political term is keeping their powder dry.
Okay.
People are trying to watch and kind of watch and see what happens for a minute. I do think that, you know, by the time we come back in on Tuesday, we're going to have a new speaker. Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to have a new speaker.
Okay.
And then we're going to get back to the business of the appropriation bills, securing the border, and, you know, getting this country on track.
Everybody is on board with that. So if this somehow becomes a net positive, the only thing I wanted to ask you on, and then I'll let you go, is there a world where some of the things Gates was demanding are attainable with the current majorities, or did this just read to you like personal animus?
Look, I'll tell you what I think I heard him ask mm-hmm. for. Mm-hmm. The 12 appropriation bills, five of them have hit the floor. Four of them have passed.
Okay.
Two were actually scheduled to be on the floor this week, but mm-hmm. we can't do that because the speaker was vacated.
Mm-hmm.
So when a speaker's chair is vacant, you can't do floor business.
Mm-hmm.
So we had two of the appropriation bills that hit the floor this week. We were supposed to have two next week and then get the last two out of committee. So we're now going to be back – push back a week and a half. Is it attainable? Yes, but we were down that process. In terms of, you know, members being able to speak their mind and vote their districts and run amendments, we've been doing all that.
Okay.
But was it late? Yeah, it was late. There's no doubt about that. And I think that the lateness is really in the hands of a lot of members of our conference. And mm-hmm. I'll tell you, Jimmy, for 2 months we were kind of deadlocked with the speaker's office over overall spending levels. We mm-hmm. call them top line numbers here,
yep.
but what the overall budget's going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't come to an agreement amongst Republicans. That's what delayed the bills going to the floor, because mm-hmm. we couldn't come to an agreement on what that would look like before we would allow the votes to occur.
Wow, no, that's...
And so, like, it's, mm-hmm. this is the internal stuff that was going on that most people don't really know about.
They don't get it. Well, the one thing I could say is, obviously, I have a lot of empathy for McCarthy, and obviously, I feel bad for Gates because he's getting so much media attention, and I know he just hates to be in front of the camera.
Hey, man. Jimmy, you better watch out. His hair is looking better than yours.
How you dare? It's not the hair. It's the eyeliner. I mean, he's like fronting an emo band in Congress. I don't know what I'm doing. I got to put out an album to keep up with him. BD, good luck with the nose this week, and I appreciate a minute of your time, man.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy.
Be well, brother. That's going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. Have the best weekend allowable by law. I am back on your radio and your television Monday. See you then, girlfriend.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.